listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The NFL draft recap continues here on the Triple P Purple Project Podcast daily. Eddie Greer, what's going on, K-State fam? Here real quick here on this Tuesday morning, May 4th, 2020. Of course, I talked about yesterday, Wyatt Hubert getting drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals at round number 7 today. Real quickly, I just want to wrap up some of the other Wildcats. These did not get drafted, but they did sign with other NFL teams. Of course, right after the NFL draft comes to a close, there's a free agent signing for those who did not get drafted. And a lot of people thought Brian Moore was going to be drafted. Obviously, Alex, one of them, of course, was one of them. But he signed. We'll get to that here in a second. But also two more, to my knowledge, at least what I've read here yesterday, also signed with NFL teams as well. And also getting one former K-State player, getting a big old signing bonus as well. But of course, A.J. Parker signed with the Detroit Lions over the weekend as well. That's huge for them. A.J. Parker, obviously, one of the more talented corners here. He had an up and down career at K-State, up and down. But when Klieman came here, took over the head coaching job, A.J. Parker production really skyrocketed, and he became one of the more important players on that defense. So A.J. Parker signing with the Detroit Lions on that front. And speaking of Brawley Moore, well, he did sign with the Titans, Tennessee Titans in the AFC, Detroit Lions for A.J. Parker in the NFC. Brawley Moore, of course, his final year in college football-wise got cut short due to injuries there. Probably cost them there getting drafted as well. You know the whole deal there, as you know, once you get hurt, your draft stock kind of goes down a little bit, and that kind of hurts you. Unfortunately, hey, I mean, that's how it goes sometimes. But hey, Brawley Moore signing with the Tennessee Titans. Of course, here, just to plug a note here for my team, the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, Arthur Smith, the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, came from the Tennessee Titans. He was the recent offensive coordinator, the recent OC. Now he's with us, the big boy job for his first year with the Atlanta Falcons, and now getting down to the big boy money. That's right, Elijah Sullivan, and guess where he's going? Where former Cats have gone before. San Francisco. Yes, San Francisco 49ers, where he's going to be getting a $30,000 signing bonus there per, this is from Miles Poston there, and then obviously this comes with a $95,000 of his base salary guaranteed from the 49ers of $125,000 as well. So Eliza Sullivan, yes, getting the big bucks here. And remember, we had a couple former Wildcats go over there before. That and the person of DJ Reed, he was over there. Now he was with, this past year, he was with the Seattle Seahawks. And then another Elijah was over there for a while. He played in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs 2 seasons ago. That would be the person of Elijah Lee. Yes, Elijah Lee, the middle linebacker standing over there. So San Francisco loves their K-State alum as well, getting their purple love out there out west. A lot more on this with my co-host Alex, who lives out west in San Diego, later this week on the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. And of course, kind of wrap things up here, kind of summarize where our Wildcats, former Wildcats now, alumni are going. Wyatt Hubert, who declared early on Brawley Moore, he was the only one out of the four who got drafted 7th round to Cincinnati Bengals. A.J. Parker, free agent signing to the Detroit Lions. Brawley Moore, free agent signing to the Tennessee Titans. And lastly, with the big boy money, Elijah Sullivan, they're getting paid there out west of the San Francisco 49ers. And of course, they are getting their young quarterback in the first round, Trey Lance. I'm pretty sure he's going to be sitting for at least a year before he takes over that starting quarterback job over there from Garoppolo over there out west over there with his injury prone self out there. But yeah, that's kind of a put the clamps down on that. So congratulations to all their either getting drafted or signing with the NFL team. And yes, San Francisco knows their K-State. Obviously, what I just mentioned, two former K-State alums and former football players and DJ Reed over there with Seattle at the time being, and Elijah Lee, who I believe he was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings and then, of course, got traded over to the 49ers. I'm not sure. I think he's still over there. I have to double-check over there. Obviously, we'll have a lot more on this on the weekly edition. This is going to be football-focused. For the most part, we will talk about K-State baseball, who is on an absolute tear going to Waco this weekend as well. Again, if you have not had a chance to catch up on any of the episodes, including the dailies, better get on that right now. We're going to bring you a hot, heavy episode on Friday of Triple P. That's going to wrap things up for me for now on this Tuesday edition. Eddie Gritter III. This has been the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.